Previously on 2 and a Half Men.
Wait, Judith threw Herb out when?
Apparently about a week ago.
Of course you can't compete hard body to hard body, but you're still a very desirable woman.
You think so?
Oh, Alan, you're a good man, and I'm never gonna let you go again.
Never? I thought you'd be happy.
I thought so too.
I mean, come on. You had the woman who took all your money and threw you out of your house naked and crouched on the sofa.
There was no sofa. It was the divan in her bedroom, and I was doing the crouching.
Why were you... Never mind, I don't want to know. The point is, you won. You had a perfect night of revenge sex. That's the fourth best kind of sex you can have.
Fourth? What are the other... Never mind, I don't want to know.
Charlie, the problem is that now that Judith and Herb are over, she thinks that we're... back to square one in dealing with the PTA carnival.
What?
The school carnival that we used to raise money for. I don't want Jake to know about me and Judith. The Iscariot. Judith Iscariot, who sold out our Lord for 30 pieces of silver.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I was just telling your uncle about this great cartoon. Daffy Duck and the Greatest Story Ever Told.
Sounds lame.
Classic Warner Brothers animation.
Boy, you really suck at this.
The thing is, I'm not sure I want to be back with Judith.
Well, let's look at the pros and cons. The pros are, if you move out, I'll have an empty guest room. Tennis, tootinous, the apostle in all of Jerusalem. Gethsemane Sam.
What?
Or how about Barabbas Bunny? What's up, Pontius?
If Berta finds out you're leaving, she'll want your room and I don't need a live-in maid.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not leaving.
Oh, good, because I was worried.
Look, I have already been married to Judith and we
should send Jake to military school?
What?
Charlie, he wasn't supposed to hear that.
Going to military school?
If you don't shape up, yeah.
And it's not going to be our military either.
I don't want to go to any military school.
Well, then you better get to your homework.
Okay.
Extortion.
So simple.
Who knew?
If the kid's going to military school, I'll take his room.
No, Berta, you misunderstood.
He's not going to military school?
I'm not going to military school.
No, you are going to military school.
He's not going to military school.
Okay, then. I'll take Zippy's room when he moves back to Judith.
For God's sake, does she hear everything?
Some things I just infer.
Give me another beer, would you?
Why can't you get it yourself?
This is beautiful. Hey, Judith, what's shaking?
Mom, I'll be good. Don't send me to military school.
Where's that beer, maggot? Nothing. Just a little game we're playing. So anyway, Judy, what's new in your little world? Hang on. I'll see if he's here. Sorry, he's not here. Oh, wait. He just walked in.
Why? Why not?
Oh, hey, Judith, I was just about to call you. Hold on a sec. Let me get some privacy.
What are they talking about?
Nothing important. I'm gonna miss you, buddy.
Where's Jake?
Washing my car. Then he's gonna clean the garage.
We should have thought of this years ago.
I know. I'm kicking myself.
Okay, I won't be late.
Hot date with the ex?
Oh, no, nothing hot about it. It's just dinner, and I'm going to tell her that the other night was just a one-time thing and that I don't see that we have a future together.
But me you see a future with?
Finish the garage.
You sure?
Yeah. Let me look again.
More wine?
I better not. I have to drive.
Have some more wine.
Oh, maybe a splash. Oh my. I hope this is a good driving wine. Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, I'm glad. Have you been working out?
Oh, just the Bowflex. I had to give up my gym membership so I could get my tooth filled.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. A lot of definition here.
Oh, that would be this one.
Oh, yeah, there
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Would you like some dessert?
Oh, don't go to any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble, sweetie. I like taking care of you.
And I like being taken care of. Wake up! Listen, Judith. I've been thinking about you and me.
Me too.
Oh, good. You know, even though the other night was wonderful and all, I think it might be better if we tried slowing things down a bit.
I agree.
You do?
Of course. I'm barely out of my marriage to Herb.
True.
You're careful. Hot pudding.
So, you'll get the divorce and then, you know, we'll see where we are.
That sounds great.
Well, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
I told you it was hot.
Hot.
Have some more wine.
That's better.
I'll get your spoon.
Oh, God. Now, pudding.
So when the moment's right and she's ready, you'll be ready too. Side effects may include nausea, headaches, dry mouth, blurred vision, dizziness, anal leakage, kidney failure, and massive stroke.
She better be ready to call an ambulance.
Hey. Is Jake asleep?
Probably not. After dinner, I made him watch Full Metal Jacket and Deer Hunter.
Oh, Charlie.
And how was your evening?
It was really a lot of fun. You know, I'd forgotten how nice she can be.
Judith?
Who else would I be talking about?
I don't know, somebody actually nice. What was the name of Jimmy Carter's wife?
Rosalind?
She was nice. Always got a good vibe off her.
Are you drunk?
Define drunk.
Would you rather I talk to you in the morning?
No. The liquor makes you more interesting. Go on.
Judith's changed, Charlie. She's a different woman.
Different than the one who threw you out of your house with your nuts in a to-go bag?
That's a little graphic, don't you think?
I'm an artist, Alan. I paint with words.
You're a lush, Charlie. You paint with vomit. My point is that Judith has become a warm, nurturing woman.
You nailed her again, didn't you?
No. It's just the one time. Tonight, we did not have sex, technically.
Really? Judith?
I know. I had to keep peeking to make sure it was her.
Well, congratulations. So when are you going to move back in?
We're not quite there yet.
Oh, come on. Why wait? We could load up the car and drive over there tonight.
You promised if I shaped up, I wouldn't have to go.
Aren't you starting to feel a little guilty about misleading him?
Yeah, I guess. Tell you what, after he finishes cleaning the deck tomorrow, let's really send him to military school. How's it going?
Almost done.
What about the railing?
It's getting dark. I won't finish in time.
No problem. I'll give you a hand.
Gee, thanks.
You back-talking me, soldier?
No.
No what?
No way.
No, sir.
Right, no, sir.
That's better.
I don't know what I've been told. Screwing with Jughead never gets old.
Okay. Don't wait up.
Hey, Alan. The chimney's a little blocked up with leaves and crap, and I thought maybe if I tied a rope around the kid, I could lower him down into it.
Charlie, that borders on child abuse.
So it's okay?
Around his waist, not his neck. Good night, Jake.
Good night, Dad. I love you.
Oh, Herb, hi.
Hey, Alan. Charlie.
Hey, Herb. What's up?
Well, I was just on my way down to the Sand Dollar. I thought maybe you and Al would like to join me. It's ladies' night.
What do you say, Alan? You can get in for half price.
Plus, all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp.
Wow, just keeps getting better, huh?
No, I have other plans.
Oh, got a date?
Yeah, Alan, you got a date?
No, a date? Not likely. No, I have a meeting with the thing about the group. I told you, remember?
No, tell me again.
A little pickled. Well, if you must know, I belong to a book club that I am going to.
Oh, that's right. What book are you reading again?
It's a mystery called Why Are You Doing This to Me?
Oh, yeah. It's by the same guy who wrote Because It Amuses Me.
Boy, I wouldn't have had you two pegged as readers.
Well, there you go. Good night.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah?
You talk much to Judith these days?
Nope, see ya.
Oh, well, if you speak to her, tell her I say hi.
Okay.
And that the time we spent together is very special to me, and if she needs anything, just call me. I'm there.
You know what's a good book? Under the Dining Room Table by Richard Gobler.
But it does not compare to Wait Till Your Liver Fails by Hope You Die.
What do you say, Charlie, huh? Me and you? Go down to the Sand Dollar, have a few drinks, who knows? Maybe meet a couple of nice gals?
Sure, why not?
If the pickings are slim, you could always wrangle up some of your prostitute friends.
Oh, boy, prostitutes and popcorn shrimp.
All you can eat.
Okay, Herb, let me explain to you something about hookers.
Who's been feeding the seagulls blueberries?
Here you go.
Oh, creme brulee. Oh, yummy.
Oops, I dropped my spoon.
You know, I ran into Herb today.
Ow!
Well, he came by the house.
Why would he come by your house?
I just think he's lonely. He misses you.
Well, too bad.
So, you don't miss him?
Ow, ow, ow! You spent all night talking about Herb, or do you want me to get my spoon?
Well, if you're gonna bark at me, there's really no point in you getting your spoon.
Barking at you, you're right. I'm sorry.
I'm right and you're sorry?
Mm-hmm. Let's not waste the night arguing when we could spend it doing anything you want.
Anything?
Anything.
Wow. Can you say I'm right again?
Jeez, Herb, you live here? This is really depressing.
See it during the day, you'd want to hang yourself.
Well, ladies, welcome to Casa de Herb. That's Spanish for House of Herb.
Just open the door.
Hold on.
I'll trade you the lounge lizard for the Jolly Green Jackass.
I hope you gals like trains.
Slow down, buddy. It's just the two of us.
All aboard.
I bet you thought this was gonna be weird.
Pretty nice, huh? Best H.O. money can buy.
You don't have to spell it, Herb. They know what they are.
So, shall we get this party started?
Okie dokie. Would you like a snack or a cold beverage?
Herb, while there is a social stigma to this transaction, the big plus is these girls don't require any wining and dining. They just want to do the deed, then get as far away from us as they can.
Really? Not even a Snapple?
They're not thirsty, Herb. And you're paying them by the hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we should just go to the bedroom and... Don't make me do this, Charlie.
What are you talking about? This was your idea.
I don't care. I'm not like you. I can't lay with whores. No offense.
Where are you going?
I love my wife. I want her back.
All aboard.
Sweetie, you're humming again.
Sorry. Don't know the words.
Okay, could you please not open your mouth so wide?
Better now?
Yeah, it's fine. Just, can you not talk in my mouth?
Wow. More rules than a public pool around here.
They're not rules. It's just, I know what I like, and you're not doing it.
All right, fine. What do you like, Judith?
I have to tell you?
No. Let me guess and get yelled at.
Well, nobody's yelling at you, Alan. I'm not your mother.
Oh, you're right. My mother can emasculate me without raising her voice.
Oh, God, I can't do this.
Do what?
I can't be with you again. I was afraid of being 40 years old and all by myself, but dying alone has got to be better than being stuck with you.
Okay, now you're starting to sound like my mother.
Judith, I love you. Please take me back.
Oh, boy, this is awkward.
Come in, darling. Get out of here.
Oh, just so we're clear, we've decided to see other people.
Get out!
Thanks for the ride, girls. And for bringing me home. I'm working on the railroad, all the live long day. Won't you blow, Diana, won't you blow? Hey, Alan.
Hey.
Mind if I join you?
It's your house.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Pardon me. Hot soup. What the hell? Well, that's a little embarrassing.
What is that?
A railroad crossing sign.
Sorry, I need more.
I was having sex on a train set. How else do you get a crossing sign stuck to your ass?
Of course.
Hey, it could have been worse. I could have had a caboose in my caboose. Oh, come on, that's funny.
Heh.
What happened when Herb showed up at Judith's house?
How did you know about that?
Lucky guess.
She kicked me out again, Charlie. I had to sneak out her back door while she threw herself into Herb's arms. What's so funny?
You said back door. That reminds me of my caboose joke.
Good night.
I'm here all week. Tip your waitresses. Hey, Mom, it's Charlie. Yeah, I know it's late. Listen, do you think this is funny? Huh. Must have got disconnected. Hey, Jake, you sleeping?
Man.
Doorbell.
Doorbell!
Coming!
Oh. Oh, hi. Thanks for bringing him over.
Oh, no problem. Hey, guess what?
Herb, why don't we let Jake tell him?
Tell me what?
Jake?
My grades aren't good enough for military school, so ha-ha.
No, sweetheart, the other thing.
Oh, I'm gonna have a little brother or sister.
You're pregnant?
Yes, Alan. Herb and I are going to have a baby.
Congratulations! Try to keep this one away from the lead paint.
Did you hear that, Alan? They've only been back together 6 weeks and they're gonna have a baby.
I heard.
Come on in. We'll pop a bottle of champagne.
Champagne. No. We really should be going. Come on, Herb. Goodbye.
Oh, shoot.
What a remarkable coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence.
You okay?
No.
Come on. Let's sit you down.
Yeah. Let's sit me down.
Here you go, buddy.
Here I go.
What's wrong with him?
He's doing math in his head.
Oh, yeah, that's a bitch.
Men, 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 manly men, men.